بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من ذب عن عرض أخيه بالغيبة كان حقا على الله أن يعتقه من النار. We come to the end of this chapter on ghibat and buhtan, slander and backbiting. And the last few ahadith deal with one subject and one theme, and that is defending the honor of a Muslim. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever defends the honor of his Muslim brother in his absence, someone is speaking bad about him, so you come to his defense, you try to salvage his honor, not that he must become disgraced, look for some good quality of his, try and defend him. كان حقا على الله أن يعتقه من النار. And Allah Ta'ala takes it upon himself that he will free the defender, the one that defends his brother, he will free him from the fire of Jahannam. So there are different ahadith mentioned in different ways. One hadith says Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will defend this person's face from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. In another hadith, the ayat is quoted, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala takes it upon himself to help the believers. So in different ways, the hadith expresses how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will assist a Muslim. In one hadith it is mentioned, if ghibat is made in one's presence, and a person is able to defend the honor of his Muslim brother, but he doesn't do this, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give him the same sin in this world and the same sin in the akhirat for the ghibat that was made. In one hadith it is mentioned, if you defend the honor of your Muslim brother, Allah Ta'ala will bring an angel on the day of Qiyamah that will defend you from the fire of Jahannam. And one of the most maybe alarming hadith when it comes to this subject is the last hadith of the chapter, narrated by Jabir ibn Abi Talha Ansari, where he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a Muslim, his honor, he's being disgraced and people are eating his honor, at that time if you do not come to his assistance and you allow his name to be disgraced and him to be dishonored, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not assist you at a time in your life when you will want Allah Ta'ala's assistance. And if you help your Muslim brother at that time when he is being dishonored and he is being disgraced, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will help you at a time when you really want Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's help to come to you. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This whole chapter has concluded that the sin of ghibat, that we can leave it, buhtan, slander, dishonoring Muslims. Our elders say we should focus on ourselves. Shaykh Abdul Ma'id Dhamul Barakatum, he mentioned also, when a person starts thinking bad of another person, that he is like this and he is like that, that's how it starts, then it breeds pride in oneself, the sense that I am better than someone else. Eventually a person will start feeling that I am better than the next person. Therefore it is important that we should watch over these evil qualities, that they should not creep into our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us